Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Cross Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, Transforming Your Marketing Matrix Now on this More Than Meets the Eye Marketing Monday. I am your Cross Niche Marketing Facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, and I'm serving as your Cross Niche Marketing Journalist and Cross Industries Authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And today, we will be focusing on transforming and decluttering your marketing messages with special guest Tammy Ritchie, and she is from www.whyyoucan2.com. And Tammy's message is critical and very important as it relates to removing the clutter in your life and creating the much-needed space so that you can listen and be guided by your inner GPS system, which is your intuition. So you certainly want to tune in today and make sure that you have your pens and your pads ready so that you can take notes. And many of you know that lifestyle and business decluttering are huge for me, and I love focusing on this because it's extremely important, and I also love working with and or bringing on guests from this industry because, to me, it truly represents high-level transformation at its finest as it relates to your marketing agenda. And I'm excited that Tammy is going to share about how to redesign and declutter your marketing message to up-level your business agenda and take your efforts to the next level. So I'm excited about this show, and without any further delay, I want to welcome Tammy to this segment. Welcome, Tammy.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Alicia. I'm so excited to be sharing and to be on the show with you again.
Oh, you are most welcome. I am so delighted to have you in this segment so that we can focus on transformational marketing, which is very huge for entrepreneurs to really understand what it's going to take to get them to the next level and how transformation is very, very critical as it relates to their marketing. So before we jump into the subject today for our conversational training, I would love for you to please share just a little bit about yourself for the listeners in this segment and also your services, and then even talk about how you got inspired to help people declutter and redesign their lives.
Sure. Thanks, Alicia. So, yeah, I'm Tammy from Why You Can Too, and it all began for 17 years. I was an aircraft maintenance engineer in the Air Force, and I was happy working in a male-dominated environment, being one of the only females. Along the journey, we moved into our new home, and whilst unpacking boxes, my little boy went missing, and I couldn't find him anywhere for seconds. He was only just a baby, and I had to take every parent's worst nightmare and take the step to the pool to actually find him. And unfortunately, I found him floating and unconscious in our backyard pool. I was able to actually remove him and, against all odds, resuscitate him and save his little life. And that became my why and my mission for many, many years. In fact, for probably 7 years, I gave up my career and transformed, gave up the engineering career and decided that I needed to make a difference in the world and help others avoid the pain that I'd been through. I hadn't had any business experience, but I just went with my heart. Now, during the time that that incident actually happened, what I really noticed and recognised about that situation is I was on maternity leave. My little boy was still only really little. So in the normal stem of the way we normally live our lives, we live in a life that's really busy and cluttered. We have to make the next demands and, you know, the next. We're always living on when's the next thing getting done, when's it being achieved. But during that time, I was actually having free time. spare time to actually focus on my little boy and, you know, just to have the time with him. So what I noticed at that time, Alicia, was the space I'd actually created. Even though I was a mum and I was busy and I had other children, it was the space that I noticed that I really recognised. That space, I believe, is the thing that actually came to my intuition. It was my inner GPS, you might say, that told me something was terribly wrong that day and that I needed to go looking. Because, let's face it, when we're doing something and your child goes missing for a second when you're at home, I mean, who actually goes looking for their child straight away? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
There was something I was guided by to actually go looking for him. So that's the thing that I recognised early on, that, oh, my goodness, that's what it is. I created this space to help me back to the boy. And sure, I went on to develop this massive training academy and, again, giving myself the time, the space, the meditation to actually build and watch it grow. A lot of contracts came my way. A lot of people I was meant to meet came my way because I thought I was living on purpose. Again, that would not have happened had I not have created the space. There's other things that I've done on my way as well, in terms of my own health, my children's health as well. For a long time, around that period as well, I became quite unwell. And it didn't stop me. You know, nothing really does stop me or slow me down because I was still trying to achieve my mission. But it just became a little bit difficult to live with being tired and just having sore joints and muscles for many, many years. So I actually then saw a couple of friends that were doing this program that, again, just removes all the toxins and all the... declutters your body, basically. So we can declutter our life, declutter everything in our lives, but what about our bodies as well? So this system actually did that, the whole body, and put good nutrition back in, and I didn't expect to get the results that I did for myself and my children. My children were unwell as well, and we basically got our lives back, which, you know, has been an amazing thing, and we help a lot of people do the same. But another thing that I noticed also, Alicia, not just with the training that I've developed, but also with the decluttering of yourself, is you need to be congruent with your message or be congruent with everywhere you are. So
I agree.
Like, so your car, for instance, you know, how do you want to feel in your car? Do you want to have a black car and, you know, Macca's wrappers and, you know, all this kind of stuff?
Great point.
How does it make you feel? Like, how does that energy make you feel? You can be on top of the world having an amazing meeting and you get in the car, the message is not congruent. So what is very key about the whole thing is, yes, we're decluttering our body. Yes, we're decluttering, you know, our work, for instance. But what about absolutely everything? Our home, our office, where we find, you know, filling it with things that we want to be surrounded by, like positive messages. I've got positive messages all around my house and for my kids to see as well. And then also living true to yourself and being your authentic self, because everyone in your circle can see that and they can be inspired by you. And in
absolutely.
Fact, inspirations, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's huge. I'm so glad you shared that, because our energy and our vibrations, and I know you can really speak to that, how important it is. And when we're cluttered, and as you mentioned, when we're not congruent with our higher truth, and especially, you know, our message, we send out a cluttered signal to our audience, to those who are around us, and they can't be impacted the way that they could because we have just too much in our space. And what I would like for you to do actually right now is, before you begin to really share about how entrepreneurs can begin to transform and declutter their marketing messages, I would really love for you to address to those who have the excuse of not having enough time, or they think they're too busy to get started, and really how having this type of mentality can delay their success. Because one of the things I know is that clutter is a kryptonite, and it really does immobilize you and paralyzes you from moving forward. So I would really love for you to share that and address that particular mentality.
And that is such a perfect question, Alicia, because so often, in so many times in our lives, we just have to acknowledge where we're lying to ourselves. Okay? Because that's basically what
it's
lying about our past experiences are the things that are dictating who we are. There's absolutely no excuse, because how where you want to be in your life, if you can visualize, if you can dream and you can see where you want to be, it starts with day one, and day one is better than day none. So if you have a look at your past experiences, when you're saying to yourself, you know, okay, so for instance, I became a female, one of the only female aircraft maintenance engineers, and people would say to me, you can't do that. You're a female, or you're not smart enough. Stop. Stop. You know, determination is a big, big, big thing. And, you know, and if I allowed that to enter into my energy space and allowed it to actually determine who I was, it was going to affect my success. Instead, I said, stop. Acknowledge those feelings. Acknowledge it first to go, okay, I am smart enough and I am going to have a go. And at the end of the day, you know, I mean, you're not going to allow anyone else to determine your success. Just have a go. If it doesn't work, too bad. Write a new chapter on something else. I mean, what if you're not pretty enough? You know, someone says you can't do because you're not pretty enough, or you can't speak on the stage because you don't feel good enough about yourself, okay? To actually look in the mirror and love the person that you're seeing in the reflection. And look at that every single day. So it's not just, you know, in business. It's, this stuff affects how your confidence is, how you stand, how you walk into a room. You walk into a room as though you are not the smallest person in the room. You are equal to every single person. Every single person came out of the same place. We all came out of our mother's womb.
That's right.
We all have
choices
in our life. And our choices dictate where we are. It does not determine you are the lowest person. Anyone can change at any single time. You know, I often was told I grew up in a world that wasn't so congruent, I guess, with my message. It wasn't an adoption where I was entered into. And unfortunately, it wasn't a space where I felt wanted. And I remember being told my whole life, you know, oh, you're not pretty enough, or, you know, you've got the most awful smile. And I actually believed it. I really did believe it until people started saying to me, oh, my goodness, you've got the most beautiful smile. And I was like, really? That me?
I'm like, how could they say that about you?
Then
you're
start
beautiful
believing
inside
that.
And out, yeah.
Thank you. But then you start believing that. So it's sort of like that comes down to in the toxic environment that you live in. Like, I didn't have a choice at that time when I was growing up. However, I have absolutely every choice now. And every single person has a choice of where they want to be, who they surround themselves with, who they're mimicking, who they want to be. Do you know what I mean? If you find yourself all hanging out with people that are a lower... that are toxic and that are lower and that will drag you down at every step that they can, what do you think could happen? You know, I remember, Alicia, there was a story when I first went on my mission, when my little boy, I will never, ever forget the vision that I saw that day, seeing my little boy, my own flesh and blood, you know, totally unconscious, okay? That changed my life forever. And I believe there's so many great things that have come out as a result of it. But I remember the ladies that I was surrounding myself with at that time, because we were in a new location. We'd only just moved to the Gulf in Australia. And so I didn't know many people. And so the people that I was with, school mums, they were wanting to, you know, I mean, good on them. They were enjoying their lives with going to lunches and getting hair done and nails done, all that type of thing, which is great. However, when I went on my mission and when I became so clear focused on what I wanted to do, things came my way. I attracted, the energy came up and I attracted the people in my world that were happening, like the media and, you know, the, all the government, all the people that I needed to help get out there. I mean, I didn't actively make this happen. They came to me because I knew that I had a story, you know, and I was, had that energy. But had I allowed the energy of my friends or my so-called friends infect me, because they were saying, oh, my goodness, what are you doing? Who does she think she is? And, you know, and I knew the messages were out there and I could feel the energy when I was around them. Had I allowed that to infect me and dictate who I became, my message would not be out there and I would not be able to help as many people that I have. And I know for certain I've helped so many people protect their loved ones and, you know, and avoid the pain that I'd been through. And that was just in my first marketing message, Alicia.
Wow.
Now I know. Just in that, okay, I can actually have other people delivering my message and creating the legacy that I've created so that
that's
I can
right.
go on and do other things, because there's other things that, you know, I've overcome that I need to help other people in the world, you know, see.
Yeah, no, I always love hearing you talk, and even when you're sharing your story, that it's, you know, so bittersweet because of what happened with your son, and then the magic that created out of that, you know, how you turn and transform that situation, and now you're transforming so many lives. I mean, this has really created a transformational ripple globally, you know, from what you do. And I'm always just so happy to hear all of the wisdom that you have to share, because you truly are like the person who took the hard places in life and really have just made them beautiful. And your legacy is just a living legacy that just continues to be just so magical in the world. And sharing on this topic, which is so important, listeners, this is a very, very important topic. So, again, I really hope that you're taking notes on what Tammy is saying, because when you don't have the space in your life or create the space and really declutter the toxic relationships and the toxic habits, when you don't do this, it really stalls your success. And everything that Tammy is sharing is really designed to help you catapult your success today. And so, Tammy, I love you know, what you're sharing. This is just such an important message that you're bringing here in this transformational segment today.
Thank you, Alicia. Another thing is, you mentioned it before about the relationships you surround yourself with. You know, like for many years I've had an accountability partner that I talk mm-hmm. to every single day, and it's only a 5-minute conversation for both of us, 10 minutes in total, certain questions that we ask each other, but it's to keep us on track, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's with someone
mm-hmm.
that is going to provide that feedback when it's needed, so they're not
right.
going to pat
so
you
important.
On the back. That's great. They will give you the feedback when it's required and
mm-hmm.
help you realign to be congruent with your message as well. Now, also, another thing I wanted to mention as well, and how it's become so relevant in the marketing mark, Alicia, is
mm-hmm.
the legacy that I created, that anyone can create. You know, with my message, with the training, I realized that there's so many more things that I needed to do and to make my mark in this world. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of felt I was being weighted down, and I thought, okay,
mm-hmm.
everyone's just going to see me as the person that saved her son, and that's got the big training company, and that's great. However, as I mentioned, I acknowledged that there needed to be more of me. So what I did, Alicia,
mm-hmm.
is I believe the power of visualization, and I believe that if you are on the right path, you know, things will just show up. So I did. I just visualized what I needed to do. I needed to find someone that can help me, that can help me bring the trainers in, the admin in, so that my training, my message, that the important message that I delivered can continue, and it,
mm-hmm.
then it can, and I can move on and do other things. So in creating that, though, it's very exciting, because that in itself, my message is being delivered still around Australia, which is amazing, and I end
mm-hmm.
up having time hold of that as well for something that I created. I'll always be the face of it, and I'll always be speaking to, you know, the CEOs and stuff of large companies, but I won't actively be doing the training. I will pop in from now and time and time, which has just allowed me the space that I needed, Alicia, because I felt
mm-hmm.
that I needed
mm-hmm.
more space to be able to write my book, to be able to, you know, develop my programs, to be able to make more of a mark, because I believe that, you know, I believe I'm chosen. Things happen, adversities happen to those people that are strong enough to actually find the diamond within it and not allow it. Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
we all go through adversities, but it's how we actually choose to actually take that as to, you know, what determines how, you know, the success we're going to have as a result of it. Because I could have just gone, oh my goodness, that happened to me. Oh, how did I cope with that? But I wanted to make the difference, and that's what everyone can do, not just myself. I want, you know, I don't want to feel that I'm this person that's out of reach. Anyone can do this. If you look at the
adversities
that happen. Yes.
Yeah, anyone can transform or become a transformational alchemist. They can transform lead into gold. And as you mentioned about you know, taking like a diamond, for instance, that's buried in coal, and when the pressures of life are pressed on that coal, the diamond extracts from that. And I love how you mentioned about sometimes those of us who go through certain adversities, we're sort of called to a certain mission, and that's why we go through the process and we overcome it. That's why we are able to transform our perception during the time that we're going through, so that we can create these messages and these new missions so that we are able to put them out in the world. And you are absolutely someone who is doing a phenomenal job of dispensing all of your giftings just globally.
And I guess that it is just acknowledging it to begin with. You know, like sometimes in life, a very good mentor of mine, his name is Blair Singer, I remember he talked at one of his training sessions and he spoke about perturbation. And sometimes in life, I'm sure that the listeners would get this as well, that sometimes you feel like you're being steamrolled, like every time you think you lift up your head and there's another thing. I've had that time and time again, and that was the realization for me last year with my kids' health. There was my three children that I have, and each one of them were, you know, having major incidents happening, and I sort of thought, wow, what is going on here? And instead of like feeling like the victim and poor me mentality, I chose to look at it with, you know what, the incident is going to happen anyway, okay? Whatever energy we put onto that incident, and sure, it was pretty difficult, but if I was to put on that that energy as, oh my goodness, how are we going to get through this? But I chose to actually have the calmness. Remain calm in the face of the storm, right? Because the incident is going to happen no matter what, okay? So putting that calmness on that, that energy on it, you actually then can get through the incident itself and learn the lessons from it. That's a valuable key, learning those lessons so that you can then help others avoid the same situation.
I agree.
Absolutely key, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you, but you've been pouring out, and I love it, everything that you're sharing. I was going to ask if you would sort of share maybe in a tip or so what you believe, how entrepreneurs can begin to transform and declutter their messages. I'm loving how you're actually sharing yours through story, because that is your marketing message of sharing your story and being able to lead people into your experience and your world. I love how you're weaving that in. So do you want to share maybe what you think the first important thing is for marketers, how they start simplifying and decluttering their message?
Absolutely. No matter what happens in your day and your business, you've got certain protocols that you need to follow to get your message out there, or to just run your everyday business, okay? Sometimes we can be bogged down with those everyday tasks. So put in some policies and procedures and start to outsource those little things that are tying you down and making you work on your business that are in your business. You know, that's a key. So the moment that I recognise that, and I've got people to do the things that, you know, I particularly weren't so great at or became the mundane roles, that's what allowed me to have the time, to have the space. So there's certain things that I do every single day that help me set up myself for my day, you might say. So have the correct energy that sets you up for the day. So like there's certain things I'll wake up and I'll be grateful for whatever I have in my life and thank the universe and thank God for all those type of things that I have. And I also start off the day, and I love how you do also, Alicia, how you start off some of your segments with your positive messages and everything, because surrounding things like that are going to determine your success as well. Because if we fill in our day and we start off our day with, oh my goodness, I've got so much stuff to do today, how am I going to get this done? What's going to happen in your day? Whereas instead of you wake up, start your day with a positive message, that's going to set the precedence for your day as well. And visualize what your day, you know, if you've got a lot of tasks at hand that you need to do, visualize getting through those tasks and also rewarding yourself. Well, like when you get through the task as well, celebrating the wins, you know, rewarding yourself when you've achieved something. Don't be so hard on ourselves. As entrepreneurs, we can be very, very hard on ourselves, particularly if we don't get certain goals done. But it's not about that. It's about, again, why did you create the business in the first place? Think back to why you created. What is the message that you're portraying out to the world? You know what? And it can be any business, whatever the message. Just think of what the vision is, and the mission that you wish to achieve from that, and put that into every single day that you're trying to get through every single task. And don't look at goals that you are wanting to achieve, but break them down. And I know that coaches do say break them down into small little things, but just break them down and celebrate every single little win. But I think probably the most important thing, Alicia, is being true to yourself and authentic. So looking in the mirror, having a look in the mirror every single morning, visualizing where you want to go, what you want to be, but loving the person that is in the reflection.
I agree.
As long as you love that person and you love everything about that person, that's going to be a really awesome key to help you develop, and to create your day and to achieve success as well. Surrounding yourself with those people you want to be like. And, if there is someone that's in your industry or a world leader that you really, really resonate with, some amazing things. Because remember, the world leaders are just people like ourselves. We all came from the same place. You know what I mean? And how they've got through their day, and they possibly mimic the people as well. So choose some people that really resonate with you, that really inspire you, and start, YouTubing them and seeing how they speak, or seeing what they do, or seeing how their message resonates with you as well, and start to take on those, type of things. And then whilst you're doing all of these things and you're working on yourself, you're actually increasing your energy. So then people, it becomes effortless. Like as I mentioned early on, Alicia, a lot of the things that have come my way, I haven't asked for, because I've been in that energy space. I knew the mission that I needed to achieve, and then the people just come into your space, or if you're doing a program, they want to know more about it because they love everything you represent.
Right, but that's because your space is clear. That's because you've decluttered, your business and marketing and lifestyle agenda in order for the attraction factor to happen for you. And that's really, really important. That's why I'm so glad you're touching on this. And for those who are listening, understanding that it's what you do every day in your lifestyle that sort of translates or carries over into your business, into your marketing message. If you aren't clear about your purpose of just living day to day, it's going to be really hard to have a concrete, concise, or clear marketing message, because it has to be simplified in things that you do daily. And that's what Tammy has been sharing about. And Tammy, I really love how you're opening this topic up, because this topic here is one that's extremely layered, and it's definitely one that I could do several segments on, as it relates to its importance. And you're doing, such an excellent job of being able to help sort of shift the mentalities and transform the mentalities around why it's so important to really start, decluttering your life as a whole, doing a holistic decluttering process, so that you really can get to, as you said, your truth, your authentic truth, which that's how your message, your clear marketing message is going to be born. So I also want to shift gears real quick and ask you about how to start maybe narrowing down, how people narrow down their message and really get to the importance of, how can I rephrase this, get to why it's really important to have a clear and concise marketing message. And as it relates to decluttering.
Okay, you can look at any sort of business, for instance. They don't have a clear message of who they want to be. Who are they going to attract? Because it's not clear. So they're going to attract people that may not necessarily be their ideal customer. But by narrowing their message down, and as you mentioned, Alicia, by removing the clutter from that message and just like, clearing, making it clear and very concise on what it is, that's going to actually attract those type of people that are in their target market. So a great way to do that is because, for instance, what can I say, if you've got a training message that you're trying to deliver and you're trying to get it to a certain market, say, you know, ladies that you're trying to empower, those ladies that become wives or become mums and forget who they are as people and forget their dreams and stuff like that. So if you're trying to develop a program specifically designed for them, that program needs to be narrowed down to meet those demands. So to actually take yourself out of the picture, because sometimes we can become very emotional to our own So the power of masterminding, I've done that, you know, run mastermind groups as well. That cannot be overemphasized because, you know, you're allowing people to come in and they're actually helping you brainstorm to narrow down to say, this is my message. And then so they can actually offer that feedback to say, hey, have you thought about doing this? Have you thought about doing that? And having the space, like going to your happy space to meditate, to ask, what do I need to do? Ask the universe, ask God, what do I need to do to make this message come to me? And it will come to you to narrow it down so you can understand. Yeah, so you're utilizing, it's like the divine intervention. You're allowing that to come in. And meditation is such a great thing to allow that to happen. To allow that to come in to change your marketing message so that you can narrow it down and be clear on your customers, on the ones that you want to attract. Because you really, it should then become effort. You shouldn't have to be trying to do anything. If you're trying to do something too difficult, you're not in the same path. Perhaps look at that. Yeah, create the space and then just, you know, change it a little bit. It might need to be changed slightly, but just be guided by that.
I love that. And, you know, I love the point that you brought up also about masterminding, because that was the next area I was going to go in, is about the accountability and having the support, because a lot of times people feel alone in their endeavors, and then sometimes that even stalls them, Tammy, of getting started. But when you can enroll the support in someone who can take a step back from your situation and be able to put their eye on it in a way to sort of help you evolve and elevate what it is that you're talking about is so important. And that right there helps you to really be clear and be uncluttered, because you're not really taking all the weight on for yourself, because you're allowing other support to come in so you don't feel weighted down. And having that support around you, I think that's really, really critical for being able to understand not just your marketing message, but even yourself as an entrepreneur, I think is highly critical.
Yes, because we can be so hard on ourselves, Alicia, and if you're feeling like you're here doing it all on your own in the world, you know, there might be something better might come up. So there's always opportunities coming your way, and you might think, oh, you know, perhaps I'll do this instead, or I'll do this instead. But no, by having accountability or surrounding yourself with people that, you know, are like-minded, that can provide that support, that input, will allow you to stay on top, allow you to them to provide the feedback to say, and perhaps if something isn't working, that feedback can be taken on as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's sort of,
there you go, declutter that. That's right.
Absolutely, because we might be going a different path or a different tangent to where we first began. And, you know, that's okay as long as you're still trying to get your message out there. So,
I agree.
You know, if you're going too left field, someone might say to you, hey, what are you doing? Bring it back in. What's your actual message?
That's right. Someone who can help you stay on mission. That's right. And on message. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I really love these. I love how you're communicating this, because this, again, it is so important, and it not only impacts the health of your business, so to speak, when you declutter, but it also impacts your lifestyle. I really know about that. That's a whole other show, but I wanted to revisit something that you said earlier about how your children's health was impacted and your health was impacted, and I want to be able to sort of do a direct correlation to how when you live a cluttered life and your business is cluttered, it impacts the health of your business, and that's why it's really important that the marketing message is clear, the business agenda is clear, and that all goes back to what you've been saying about really focusing on creating the space and uncluttering your agenda, because that's the only way that you're going to transform your own circumstance and then be able to help transform others. So I really love, I love how you've been communicating this.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Clear focus is needed, you know, like to work out where you want to be and what you want to achieve. And, and just, you know, setting yourself up for success and having it, as I mentioned, in all areas of your life. So it's not just in your business, but message is congruent everywhere. Your home, decluttering your home. I mean, have you ever been in someone's home before? And straight away, if I walk into someone's home and there's so much stuff everywhere and you can't move, it's toxic to me. I can feel the energy
straight away. I'm allergic to it. I can relate. Yes.
Absolutely. It's sort of like, you know, you walk in that environment straight away, you can feel it, but you walk into an environment where, like a day spa. You walk into a day spa. A day spa is set up in a way. It's got the nice waterfalls, you know, it's got the nice oils, but the nice music playing. Why can't you create that in your office every day?
Right. I agree.
I've got a waterfall outside my office. I've got my oils burning all the time. I have pleasant music playing because I'm setting myself up for that environment that I love to be around. And there's no reason why, you know, whatever your environment that you feel that your heart sings in, just create that environment. So just think about it. And, I mean, if you've got so much stuff around, I'm talking to your viewers here, Alicia, if there is any things around that you don't know where to start, okay, just start with day one. You do not need to climb that mountain in one day, you know.
That's right.
Have a little bit of a goal. Like if you've got boxes or papers and stuff like that, just, you know, start with every day doing something little and celebrating every single day once you've been able to achieve that little task.
I agree. And even as that relates to your marketing message and decluttering your marketing message, sometimes people have to actually go back and revisit what their current message or their previous message has been and start sort of decluttering that and maybe simplifying it more or seeing what's still relevant, you know, for the message. I think, you know, that's really important too. And everything that you're sharing ties into how the transformational messages for marketing are birthed. So everything that you're sharing is so on point. I mean, it couldn't be more on point, you know, as it really relates to decluttering. Because all of these tips that you're sharing are, like I said, they're huge. This topic means more to me than you know. I talk about decluttering myself, and especially in this segment, that's why I really wanted you to be in this segment to talk about this, because in order to transform, you definitely have to renew your mind and renew the space, and renewing the space for your business and marketing agenda is all about simplifying and decluttering, getting rid of what no longer serves the highest good for the situation.
And also just remember that you're looking at it from a customer's point of view as well. So if it is a shop that you're running as well, what does that customer want to feel? Because we're all customers.
We're all customers. I agree.
And go into a shop that the message isn't clear, you know, they walk into a shop. What is it that they're selling here? I'm not really sure what they're doing. What's their message? Mm-hmm. Walk into a shop that is definitely clear, that you know exactly what they're doing. Like McDonald's is a great example of that. And that's why they're, you know, so big around the world, because their message is there. Everyone knows they'll go to a McDonald's store and they'll get the same service wherever they are, all around the world, you know, the same product. So it's about looking at your message as well, looking at your shop from a customer's point of view and going, what services or what products are they going to get when they walk in my door, and how is it going to make them feel? That's probably a big one.
Yes.
Think how that customer feels, because that customer feels great, they're going to come back and refer. Do you know what I mean?
That's right. And continue with you. That's right. No, you're absolutely right. This is just fabulous. I mean, I really could go on for days just talking with you about this and allowing you to just, you know, share so much. I feel like this certainly can't be the last time that you're on this platform to share about this particular topic, because or just, you know, decluttering in general, because it's just so important and it can't be emphasized enough how important it is. And clutter, again, as I mentioned, is a kryptonite. It truly is a showstopper as it relates to attracting abundance, attracting opportunities. That's why I'm so glad, Tammy, that you've been sharing about how when you know, got clear about your mission and began to really create the space in your life to do all of the things that are going to support your highest good and your families, and then also, you know, those whom you serve, and even how you shared about systematizing to a point where there are other components that are being in operation, but it frees you up so that you can do other things that are going to be transformational. And I think that's huge. And the only reason why you've been able to be as successful as you are and to be able to put those processes in place is because you cleared your entire experience to create the space to be able to facilitate the lifestyle that you have and also the business that you have. And that's why you're such an effective marketer, because you've done these processes for yourself.
And I guess, Alicia, I'm not such a great person that can come up with policies and procedures to systemize to make that happen, and I acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt that, okay, unless I do something, it's going to be the same. So I needed to actually bring in other experts that could actually do that for me, because I tried to do it myself time and time again, and we can't be the experts in every single thing that we do, okay? And you have to acknowledge what you're great at. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Continue. What's happy, what makes your heart sing, continue. The other stuff that you're not so great at, outsource, you know, give that to the expert.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I can't emphasize that enough, because that was the key. Because without doing that, I couldn't look at my training company as though handing it over to someone else to continue the legacy. Because my client wanted me. They wanted my high energy. They wanted my show.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to be
there.
How can I do this? I want to do other things. And so that was the key thing that changed it. Get other people in. If you cannot
That's
do everything
right.
yourself. Because we cannot be experts in everything, so just think of that, and that can be the thing that can actually really open you up to many other things.
Oh, I agree. I agree. The two D's for today, as it relates to transformation for the marketing, is declutter and delegate. Declutter,
yes,
and delegate. You know, that certainly is going to be able to help transform the marketing agendas really into more than meets the eye, and that's what it's all about. And again, everything that you've been sharing is so on point. I mean, it really just couldn't be on point even more. And I just love everything that you've been sharing. And I want to give you the opportunity, because I know you might have something else that you want to add to our conversation for today, but I want to sort of segue real quick to ask, do you have any current offerings, or, you know, refer people to your website for things that can help them as it relates to what we've been talking about today? So take a moment and provide your information for us.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to quickly just mention about the delegation thing just before we move on, Alicia.
Okay.
Because some in their business, and particularly if they're only starting out, or, you know, we're not all such hugely successful creating lots of profit in the early stages. But as I mentioned, that was a key that really helped me move on. So if you're in that situation where you may not have the funds to bring all the, you know, to bring all the high staff in and stuff like that, to delegate the roles, get creative with it, you know, offer different things. And so perhaps there's something you can do in their business to help them what they're helping you in your business. Do you know what I mean? So that you can collaborate, I guess.
Absolutely.
Look at what you do both best and just help each other. So just because you don't have that budget to allow that does not dictate and does not allow you to say, I can't do this right now, because it goes back to what I mentioned before about lying to ourselves. I'm not good enough. I can't do that. I'm not pretty enough. I don't smile enough. Whatever. whatever the excuse is, stop. Wrap it up, throw it away.
That's
and
right.
And look at it from a different perspective. Right. Well, yes, there's absolutely every reason why I can introduce this person here, because I can help that person do this. It's about swapping. Well, I wanted people to remember their decluttering, absolutely, and delegating, absolutely, but delegating can get done quite creatively as well.
I agree. I love how you brought that up.
Yeah, bringing teenagers into your, to help, you know, with them learning as well, some of the different
That's
roles.
Right.
They might want to do for work experience or, you know, for lesser income, you know, just
That's
looking
right.
at a creative set of eyes. So that's what I'm
Oh, I agree.
That. Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. No, I agree. I totally believe in having what I call intern empires, where you bring interns in, whether, you know, they are youth or college students who are looking to get credit for, you know, the area of expertise that they're trying to build upon. When you enroll others who want to build their resume, or as you said, even for youth to get the experience, that really does eliminate any excuse for not being able to put the fixtures in place that need to be there in order for you to elevate what you're doing and transform your success. So I was like, when you said that, I was like, yay, because being creative is important.
Because I just want to be inclusive, not exclusive. I don't want people to think, oh, my goodness, this is so out of reach. I'm not at that level. I can't do that. No, this is about everyone.
Right.
Everyone starts from somewhere. Day one is better than day nine. Even if you started a business yesterday, these tips that you're going to learn are from people that have been in the business for many, many years. Or if you've got people on the show that are, you know, that are creating successes, and it's about learning and discovering those tips so you don't have to go through it yourself. It's absolutely amazing. So, so anyway, back to the offer. So if you go on, I'm actually in the process still of building my site, because I've gone I've got two different websites. My training one, which is First Aid You Can Too, and also the new one, which is Why You Can Too. So Why You Can Too is the one that is being developed at the moment. So when I actually finish developing it, I plan to have all of these types of tips and everything, the messages that we share, you know, on the as a free giveaway sort of thing. So, Sammy's top 10 tips. I've got that on my First Aid one now. So you can also access that. You know, that's something that I am developing as well. So in the meantime, if they want to contact me via the Facebook page, which is Why You Can Do Facebook, and they can just mention, hey, you know, I listened to you on Alicia's show. Absolutely, I'd love to get some tips on some of the things that you mentioned. I'd absolutely be obliged to send the tips to them until my website is up and going.
Wonderful, and thank you for that, Tammy. I really appreciate that, and definitely, listeners, please connect with Tammy. She is beyond amazing. She has so much to offer. I mean, value. She just has so much value. And I always love talking with you.
And also, Alicia, on the website as well, Alicia, so because it is being developed, the training programs that I offer, which is for corporate clients and also speaking on stage as well, that'll all be on there, like the program, what I offer is on there. So if anyone would be interested in having me speak at their event or whatever, the list of programs of what I speak about will be there. So, you know, I'm more than happy to discuss that further with them as well.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. And Tammy, do you have any wrap-up comments that you would like to leave the listeners with today? Any last parting words as it relates to the topic that we discussed today?
Yes, I just want them to just celebrate who they are. Celebrate them. Close their eyes for a second. Breathe just for that 1 second. Take that beautiful energy in. And know that you are special, know that you are chosen, know that your message is important, and go out there and celebrate and share your message to the world.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, that was wonderful. I felt like I was in a meditation right then. That was absolutely fabulous and very transformational. I think that was so perfect for this segment. I can't thank you enough, because everything that you've shared today just has been magnificent. I mean, you have really covered a lot of ground as it relates to this topic. And again, this topic is one that's huge. It's so important. I really believe, Tammy, that you've truly helped to transform the perceptions today and the mindsets, and really helped to give some clear direction to where marketers can really start to take what they do to the next level and get rid of the clutter. I mean, really get rid of the clutter in their lifestyle and in their business so that they can have that clear and concise marketing message. And I really believe that you have accomplished that today.
I guess, and also, Alicia, another mm-hmm. thing is just the importance of health, you know, transforming your health and feeling amazing mm-hmm. in here, which creates the energy, because there's nothing worse than feeling frumpy or tired
right.
or worn out, which, you know, is happening nowadays to many, many people. So there is
mm-hmm.
another offer I have already on my Facebook page.
Okay, great.
That I'm helping people remove the clutter from themselves, you might say,
mm-hmm.
remove all the toxins skin in a program that I'm following. And then there's a company that I utilize. We have a chance to win $10,000 as well, plus a trip for two to America. So there's,
nice.
You know, I coach. Yeah, so I coach my people. You know, they're not doing the program on their own. I absolutely
mm-hmm.
coach them every day and help them achieve the success that's created. Because when you feel great about yourself and you feel that, you know, you've got the energy vibrating from yourself as well,
mm-hmm.
everything else falls into place as well. So it's got to start with you, with number one,
mm-hmm.
with yourself. Yeah, so it's on my Facebook page there. So if anyone is interested,
okay.
also just
okay, wonderful. Thank you. And thank you so much for plugging that in, because that is huge. That's extremely huge. If you don't have your health, you don't have wealth. And everything has to definitely be aligned and congruent. And you're right. It definitely begins in you feeling a certain way and being able to declutter that which is in your physical and mental space, which is all ties into health. This is how we're able to be most effective and transform the world, by transforming our health and then our business and everything else. So, Tammy, again, you were just awesome. I just love what you shared today, and I just cannot thank you enough for being a part of this segment.
Yeah, thank you, Alicia, so much for having me. It's absolutely amazing that you have this platform to be able to help so many people. You should be congratulated yourself, because so many people are listening to your message and transforming their lives as well. So it's absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you so very, very much. I'm so happy to be connected to you. And, of course, you know you'll definitely be back on this platform because there's so much more that you can share and add value to this community of listeners. So thank you again, Tammy, for being in this segment today.
Thank you, Alicia. You have an amazing rest of your day.
And you too, and happy birthday. That's a happy birthday. I forgot to tell our listeners, it is Tammy's birthday today. So wish her a happy, happy birthday through Facebook or via any other social media platform that you can connect with her on. She's definitely poured out and taking out her time today to be here with us on her special day and help to transform our lifestyle and our marketing. So thanks again, Tammy, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Alicia. That's amazing. Yes, and if anyone would like to connect with me on Facebook, absolutely, through my Facebook page you can too, but also my personal page as well. I'd love to help so many people. And if you have any questions, just feel free to ask me. I'm more than happy to help as well.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks again, and sending you away with many blessings and just wishing you continued prosperity holistically. So thanks again for transforming us in this segment today, Tammy.
No worries, Alicia, and I will chat to you soon, no doubt.
Yes, thanks, and take care. And this is going to conclude this segment of Transforming Your Marketing Matrix Now here on the Cross Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio. And I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And I certainly hope that this segment has helped you to think about how you're going to begin transforming your marketing agenda through decluttering your marketing message in order to accelerate your success. And Tammy has certainly laid out everything that you need to truly take your marketing message to the next level. And as always, we want you to transform your marketing matrix into More Than Meets the Eye, and also be sure to follow our Facebook page, Transformational Marketing Matrix. It's the More Than Meets the Eye Marketing. And until next segment, we want you to stay blessed and also to transform and roll out results.